This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the first day of Navratri, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. He said that with this expansion, number of Ujjwala family members will rise to 10.58 crore. Mr. Puri said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi had ensured that clean cooking fuel should be easily available to all women. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Startup Conclave 2025 at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and the State Higher and Technical Education Minister Rushikesh Patel will be present at the opening ceremony. The two-day event, which has been organized by the State Education Department, will feature more than 1,000 startups, 5,000 innovators, 100 industry mentors, 50-plus venture funds and leading policy makers on a single platform. The conclave will also showcase 170-plus startups from 20 states, including those selected by Startup India, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Innovations for Defense Excellence. Uttar Pradesh government has prohibited caste-based political rallies, public displays and caste-related markings in police records, citing threats to public order and national unity. The directive issued by the officiating chief secretary, Deepak Kumar, to all district magistrates, secretaries and police heads follows the September 16th Allahabad High Court order. The Allahabad High Court had observed that police station notice boards often list the caste of the accused and noted that there are signboards glorifying caste and declaring specific geographical areas as caste territories or estates. The court directed the government to remove such boards and strengthen regulations against caste-based content online. The order says that the government aims to eliminate caste-based discrimination and mandates that vehicles bearing caste names, slogans or stickers will be challanged under the Central Motor Vehicles Act 1988. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with the Dada Saab Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent has the details.
The 71st National Film Award for the year 2023 will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudeep Tosain's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular Film providing wholesome entertainment. Singer Shilpa Rao will be getting the Best Female Playback Singer Award for the Hindi film Jawan, while in the male category, PVNS Rohit will be receiving the award for Telugu film Baby. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed healthcare in India, reaching over 55 crore beneficiaries. It provides 5 lakh annual health cover to the families, enabling cashless and paperless treatment across the country. Overnight, relentless rain and thunderstorms wreaked havoc across Kolkata, causing widespread waterlogging in several parts of the city. The downpour, which began past midnight, inundated roads and residential areas, leaving many localities submerged under knee-deep water. Traffic, including metro rail service, came to a standstill, and rainwater entered homes and housing complexes, severely disrupting daily life. According to the local forecast, moderate rainfall is likely to continue throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.